plate a potential nugget.
And in that context, Rajiv, you speak about three different quotients, right? IQ, EQ, and SQ. I guess a lot of us understand IQ and EQ intuitively, but I was curious about SQ. You call it the spiritual quotient. Can you expand on what you have in mind when you say that? And also, you call it the last bastion of leadership. If you could talk a little bit around why you say that.
Yeah. So the idea of spiritual quotient, not to be confused with anything religious or anywhere even near that, is really around the whole notion of being a more self-actualized leader, where the leader is, so there are sort of three components of this sort of spiritual quotient. One is self-awareness, where the leader is highly self-aware and highly self-aware at all levels of their being, right? At the physical level, understanding their habits, where they're spending time and why. At the emotional level, having a deep understanding of, you know, their own varying emotional states, what makes them happy, sad, anxious, excited, etc., and why, and how that affects how they relate with others. At the mental level, having a deeper understanding of their own, you know, thoughts and attitudes and perceptions, and most importantly, their beliefs, which are guiding, you know, their own life experience. And at the spiritual level as well, having a deeper understanding of who are we, you know, at the essence of our being. So that's one, the self-awareness piece. And then there is the whole piece of purpose, which is, you know, having clarity of their own life purpose, not just what, you know, organizational purpose, but their life purpose and how that feeds into their professional life and how that eventually connects with what the organization is trying to do. And the third piece is self-responsibility, which is being very mindful of all our thoughts and actions, and taking responsibility for those, and recognizing that whatever thoughts and actions we have, how they impact the entire ecosystem, right? I mean, one of the big learnings of COVID is also, or a reminder, not even, is the interdependence, right? Everything is connected in this world. Mm-hmm. And so when leaders take decisions which are, you know, useful for the well-being of their team members or the team members' families, or they take decisions which have impact on climate change and so on and so forth, right? Just being very thoughtful and taking responsibility of all those actions and decisions which are impacting the entire ecosystem. So in summary, the whole idea of the spiritual quotient is someone who's highly evolved as a leader. So, you know, the thing is that why I say the last bastion is because IQ, the intelligence, is obviously, you know, crucial, and the belief used to be that the smartest person should be the leader. EQ was the idea that, you know, you need to be emotionally attuned to yourself and to others, because only then you'll be able to inspire other people to, you know, greater results. But the point is, like, I think where we are on the planet in terms of leadership and what's expected and what's required, you know, the old ideas of management and leadership are not yielding are not meeting the needs of society in its holistic sense. And that's where you need leaders who are holistic, who are, you know, self-aware, are purposeful, take personal responsibility, etc., because that's what's going to be so sorely required if we want to move to a better world.
And staying with that, Rajiv, if one had to work on their spiritual quotient, what sorts of suggest that we embark on this journey of sort of upping our spiritual quotient along those three or four dimensions that you called out?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, it's a lot of hard work, and it's a consistent effort. You know, it's a lifetime project. Let's put it that way. Having said that, I think one of the first things that leaders can do, which I would say that most of us in today's society and even some of the good leaders don't end up doing enough of, and that is to create a structured and regular reflective practice. You know, where we create moments of solitude on a daily basis, where we cut ourselves away from the noise of the social media and Netflix and, you know, the cell phone and so on and so forth, and create moments where we can start to look within. where we can start to connect with our inner self and become a self-observer, because that's when we can begin to see our own recurring emotional mental patterns, many of which are quite futile, but are still guiding our everyday life. And we can begin the work of reforming them eventually. But the first big part is just becoming self-aware, right? And that deeper self-awareness is also going to eventually lead to greater self-responsibility. It will also show us clarity about our life purpose, et cetera, et cetera. But it all begins with this thing of creating time for reflection. So I think that's the crucial bit, would be a place to start.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.